This recording, Jiangsu 34, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Pretty was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street town. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and held for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of food in a mouth desert, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beauty bird. Before long, that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd truth for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to drop her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's low back with her palm, then singing a tenor to her. Finally, she administered either. Her effects were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tie, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost limitedly, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a crew. My hometown is Zhangjiagang. In the past, it was a small city belonged to Wuxi, the city of Wuxi. But in the 1990s, it belonged to Suzhou until now. I spent my school day drawing Zhangjiagang, and I think the city is beautiful and it's a fitted place for human. And my first beginning to learn English is at my 9 years old. I visit some place in China like Chengdu, Shenzhen, and Beijing. Now I studied in Suzhou, near my hometown.
孔子《论语》子曰：“我偶子挟子，弗之曰乎？有邦子与方来，弗之曰乎？宁弗子而弗云，弗之君子乎？”子曰：“斯三八，一以以逼子，曰斯无涯。”子游问尧，子曰：“君子有之，子为能养，子之取马，地有守养，弗君。”何日必乎？子曰：“子之所日，孤之所有，足之所恩所恶，宁以随哉？ 人宁以死在